The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. We begin our Memorable Moments program this week with the Roman Emperor Caligula, who on January the 24th, 41 AD, was assassinated at the Palatine Games by his own officers, after a reign of only 4 years. He was noted for his madness and cruelty, including arbitrary murder. It was on the 24th of January in 1848, the California Gold Rush began with an accidental discovery of the precious metal near Colmar during construction of a Sutter's sawmill. An announcement by President Polk later in the year caused a national sensation and resulted in a flood of 49ers seeking wealth. Also this week in 1895, Hawaii's monarch ended as Queen Liliuokalani was forced to abdicate. Hawaii was then annexed by the United States and remained a territory until statehood was granted in 1959. It was on January the 24th, 1972, that a Japanese soldier by the name of Soshi Yoki was discovered on Guam after he spent 28 years hiding out in the jungle, not knowing World War II had long since ended. The year was 1533, the date January the 25th. That's when King Henry VIII married his second wife, Anne Boleyn, in defiance of Pope Clement, who had refused to annul his first marriage. The king later broke all ties with Rome, became the supreme head of the church in England. Also on that date in 1579, Holland, Zeeland, Utrecht, Gelderland, Friesland, Groningen, and Overijssel formed the Protestant Dutch Republic with the signing of the Union of Utrecht to defend their rights against Catholic Spain. Now for the first clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. He was born in 1859 and was the grandson of England's Queen Victoria. I'll let you think about that for a little while. Toward the end of the program, I might give you another clue before I give you the final answer. It was on January the 25th, 1947, that a gangster by the name of Al Capone, who once controlled organized crime in Chicago, died in Miami at the age of 48 from syphilis. And on that date in 1959, an American Airlines Boeing 707 made the first scheduled transcontinental U.S. flight, flying from California to New York. It was in 1971 that, in Uganda, a military coup led by Idi Amin deposed President Milton Obote. Amin then ruled as president and dictator until 1979, when he was ousted by Tanzanian soldiers and Ugandan nationalists. During his reign, Amin expelled all Asians from Uganda and ordered the execution of more than 300,000 tribal Ugandans. It's the birthday of the scientist Robert Boyle in 1627, he died in 1691, and was born in Lismore, Ireland. He formulated Boyle's law concerning the volume of pressure in gases. And it was on the 26th of January, 1788, that the British established a settlement at Sydney Harbour in Australia as 11 ships with 778 convicts arrived, setting up a penal colony to relieve overcrowded prisons in England. On the 26th of January, 1994, Radia became the first former Cold War foe to join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, better known as NATO, following the collapse of the Soviet Union. And in 1998, President Bill Clinton made an emphatic denial of charges he had a sexual affair with Monica Lewinsky, and had advised her to lie about it. "I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky." It was the 27th of January, 1945, that the Soviet Army liberated Auschwitz death camp near Krakow in Poland. The Nazis had systematically murdered an estimated 2 million persons, including 1,500,000 Jews. And on the 27th of January, 1967, three American astronauts were killed as fire erupted inside Apollo 1 during a launch and simulation test at Cape Kennedy, Florida. On that date in 1973, the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War ended as North Vietnamese and American representatives signed an agreement in Paris. The U.S. agreed to remove all remaining troops within 60 days, thus ending the longest war in American history. Over 58,000 Americans had been killed, 300,000 wounded, and 2,500 declared missing. A total of 566 prisoners of war had been held by the North Vietnamese during the war, with 55 reported deaths. It's the birthday of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart in 1756. He died in 1791 and was born in Salzburg, Austria. From the age of 5 through his untimely death at age 35, the musical genius created over 600 compositions, including 16 operas, 41 symphonies, 27 piano and 5 violin concerti, 25 string quartets, 19 masses, and many other works. It's also the birthday of the English novelist Lewis Carroll in 1832. He was born in Darsbury, Cheshire, England, and died in 1898. He's best known for Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass. He also lectured in mathematics and was a pioneer photographer. It's the birthday of the labor leader Samuel Gompers in 1850. He died in 1924 and was born in London. He emigrated to America at the age of 13, worked at a cigar factory, eventually becoming head of the Cigar Workers Union. He later brought together several national union leaders under the name the American Federation of Labor and became its first president. It was on the 28th of January that Iceland became the first country to legalize abortion, in 1935. And in 1963, the African-American student Harvey Gantt entered Clemson College in South Carolina, the last state to hold out against integration. On that date in 1986, the U.S. space shuttle Challenger exploded 74 seconds into its flight, killing 7 persons, including Krista McAuliffe, a teacher who was to be the first ordinary citizen in space. And it's the birthday of the explorer Henry Stanley in 1841. He died in 1904 and was born in Wales. As a newspaper correspondent for the New York Herald, he was given the challenging assignment of finding missionary explorer David Livingstone in Africa. Upon locating Livingstone near Lake Tanganyika in 1871, after an exhausting search, Stanley simply asked, "Dr. Livingstone, I presume?" Now for the second clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. He was born in 1859 and was the grandson of England's Queen Victoria. In 1918, he fled to the Netherlands, where he lived in seclusion until his death. Still don't know? Well, I'll give you the answer at the end of the program. The 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, the Prohibition Amendment, was ratified on January the 19th, 1919. For nearly 14 years, until December 5th, 1933, the manufacture, transportation, and sale of alcoholic beverages was illegal in the United States. The amendment had the unexpected result of causing enormous growth of organized crime, which provided bootleg liquor to thirsty Americans. And it's the birthday of common sense author Thomas Paine in 1737. He died in 1809 and was born in Thetford, England. His pamphlet, published in 1776, provided inspiration to undecided Americans that a new nation, independent from Britain, might eventually become an asylum for mankind. He served in the Continental Army and observed the hardships of American troops fighting the world's most powerful army. He then published the Crisis Series pamphlets, which began by stating, "These are the times that try men's souls." He refused to accept the profits from his writings, wound up destitute after the Revolution. It's the birthday of William McKinley in 1843. He died in 1901 and was the 25th U.S. president, born in Niles, Ohio. He was elected in 1896 and re-elected in 1900. Early in his second term, on September the 6th, 1901, he was shot and mortally wounded by an anarchist at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York. He died 8 days later. And it's the birthday of the Russian playwright Anton Chekhov in 1860. He died in 1904 and was born in Taganrog, Russia. His works included Uncle Vanya, Three Sisters, and The Cherry Orchard. It was on the 30th of January, 1649, that King Charles I of England was beheaded for treason by order of Parliament, under the direction of Oliver Cromwell, leader of the Puritan Revolution. And on that date, in 1835, President Andrew Jackson survived the first assassination attempt on a U.S. president. While leaving the House of Representatives chamber, an insane would-be assassin fired two pistol shots at him. However, both pistols misfired, and the president was unharmed. It was the 30th of January, 1948, that Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated in New Delhi, India, by a religious fanatic. Gandhi had ended British rule in India through nonviolent resistance. Nonviolence is not a garment to be put on and off at will. Its seat is in the heart, and it must be an inseparable part of our very being, he stated in 1926. It was the 30th of January, 1968, marked the beginning of the Tet Offensive in Vietnam as North Vietnamese troops attacked 36 provincial capitals and 5 major cities in South Vietnam, including an attack on the U.S. Embassy in Saigon and the Presidential Palace. Although U.S. forces eventually fended off the massive surprise attack and achieved a military victory, Tet became a propaganda victory for the Vietnamese, due in part to the graphic news reports on television, which helped turn the U.S. public opinion against continuation of the war. And in 1972, in Londonderry, Northern Ireland, 13 Roman Catholics were killed by British troops during a banned civil rights march. The event became known as Bloody Sunday. It was also on the 30th of January, 1 year later, during the Watergate scandal, that Gordon Liddy and James McCord were convicted of burglary, wiretapping, and attempted bugging of the Democratic headquarters inside the Watergate building in Washington, D.C. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. He was born in 1859 and was the grandson of England's Queen Victoria. In 1918, he fled the Netherlands, where he lived in seclusion until his death? And the answer is German Kaiser Wilhelm II, born this week in 1859. He was the grandson of England's Queen Victoria and ruled Germany from 1888 through World War I. Although he had military training, he left conduct of the war mainly in the hands of General Paul von Hindenburg and Erich von Ludendorff. In 1918, amid the defeat of Germany, he abdicated and fled to the Netherlands, where he lived in seclusion until his death. He was given a military funeral by Hitler. I'll leave you today with this quote from Mahatma Gandhi. Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever. This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on theflypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of Memorable Moments in History.